Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm so grateful to be able to share this meaningful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening our hearts and our minds, our deeper selves, up to God, communicating to us through Scripture, either by reading or listening. Today, I will read a piece of scripture. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter, a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music, and you will be invited during that quiet time to focus either on an aspect of the reading or how it might be meaningful to you or God may be communicating with you through the reading. So now let us turn to God, opening ourselves up through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And as you listen, just notice, observe your reactions, and notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems to jump out at you for whatever reason. It just feels meaningful or significant. And I encourage you during the silence to simply meditate. Focus on that word or phrase. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary of Magdala came with Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly, there was a severe earthquake, and an angel of God descended from heaven, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, with garments white as snow. The guards shook with fear and fell down as though they were dead. Then the angel spoke, addressing the women. Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, the crucified, who is no longer here. Jesus has been raised, exactly as it was foretold. Come and see the burial place. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee. You will see Jesus there. That is the message I have for you. Hear this reading now a second time, and during the quiet that follows, I invite you to contemplate how this word or this phrase speaks to you in your life right now. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary of Magdala came with Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly, there was a severe earthquake, and an angel of God descended from heaven, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, with garments white as snow. The guards shook with fear and fell down as though they were dead. Then the angel spoke, addressing the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, the crucified, who is no longer here. Jesus has been raised, exactly as it was foretold. Come and see the burial place. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee. You will see Jesus there. That is the message I have for you." Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to be open to what God may be inviting you, instructing you, guiding you to do or to be in response to this word or phrase. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary of Magdala came with Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly, there was a severe earthquake, and an angel of God descended from heaven, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, with garments white as snow. The guards shook with fear and fell down as though they were dead. Then the angel spoke, addressing the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, the crucified, who is no longer here. Jesus has been raised exactly as it was foretold. Come and see the burial place. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee. You will see Jesus there. That is the message I have for you." Hear this reading now one final time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to pray to God, either pray silently, listening, or just pray in your heart to God. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary of Magdala came with Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly, there was a severe earthquake, and an angel of God descended from heaven, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, with garments white as snow. The guards shook with fear and fell down as though they were dead. Then the angel spoke, addressing the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, the crucified, who is no longer here. Jesus has been raised exactly as it was foretold. Come and see the burial place. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee. You will see Jesus there. That is the message I have for you." Let us pray. Wise and loving God, we thank you for the messages that you give to us, that you send to us, and the many ways that those messages are delivered. Help us to open our hearts and our minds and our eyes and our ears that we may see and hear your message and bravely act in a way that fulfills your love and your wisdom here on earth. Guide us, love us, and lead us. And it's in Christ's holy, risen name we pray. Amen.